It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A growing number of companies are implementing pet-friendly policies across the country. In New Mexico, the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa in the Santa Ana Pueblo offers paid leave for employees who adopt pets. To learn more, I talked with Tasha Gunn, Assistant Director of Human Resources at the resort. So, Tasha, I'd like to start off. Could you kind of explain a little bit more about what the leave entails regarding this paternity leave?
Yes, any of our full-time or part-time employees receive 2 days off paid. So if they go to a facility and they rescue a dog or a cat and adopt that animal into their family, then they just come into human resources and they bring in the adoption paperwork as proof that they did that, and then we put the 2 days of leave into their bank, and then they could take it right after they adopt the pet to get them acclimated.
Okay, so I'm a little curious on why you thought that this could really make a difference in recruiting and also retaining employees. Do you think it does make a difference? And what does it really do for your workplace culture?
I think it's something that, because it is not a benefit that a lot of organizations offer, so it's something that sets us apart from other entities and other organizations when people are looking for a job. You know, another thing that we also offer our employees is Hyatt is a pet-friendly hotel chain. So we do also allow our employees, if they need to bring their pet in for the day, they are able to bring their animal in. And, you know, our guests love it because they, you know, we kind of have like certain animals that come in every single day, and then they have little name tags, little Hyatt name tags, and it's a great place for employees to work and not have to worry about their pets when they're at home.
I see. Tasha, thanks so much for sharing about this, and we want to thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Let's move on now to a local viewpoint. Uncontested elections are a growing trend. Some thoughts from commentator Algernon DeMassa.
Projecting the winners of the November school board election in Deming is no feat of prognostication, because candidates for three of the board's seats are running unopposed. Congratulations. Likewise, three seats on the Deming Soil and Water Conservation District's board are uncontested. It's not the candidates' fault, of course, and they all deserve thanks for finding their way to the Luna County Clerk's office and filing their candidacies. Uncontested races and low voter turnout go hand in hand in Deming, but it isn't just us. Uncontested elections have been a growing trend across the country. And check this out. The entire Deming City Council, excluding the mayor, are serving uncontested terms. Last year, Councilors David Sanchez and Victor Cruz were both reelected unopposed. In 2016, the other half of the council, Joe Butter Milo and Roxana Rincon, also faced no opponents. Even more interesting in terms of representative democracy is the recent history of District 2, where I reside, which has since 2015 been represented by appointed councilors. That's because in 2015, Councilor Linda Ennis Franklin resigned to move out of state, and due to the timing, her vacancy was filled by mayoral appointment. Mayor Benihasso solicited letters of interest and reportedly received 4. Admittedly, I didn't submit one. Hasso appointed Roxana Rincon, an executive at First New Mexico Bank, who completed Franklin's term and then ran in 2016. She was unopposed and won her own term. But rather than complete that term next year, Rincon has resigned, citing the competing pressures of work and family. None of this is her fault. When the mayor asked for candidates to appoint, Roxana Rincon was one of 4 to step up, and then she stood for an election. But there were no challengers, no opportunity for a constructive debate about Deming's challenges and prospects, no obligation to respond to constituent concerns, no political competition, and seemingly little reason to vote. Now that seat has been transferred from one appointee to another. In August, Hasso appointed Irma Rodriguez, a Deming native and owner of Dust Devils Gymnastics downtown, and she seems like a good choice. and she would be eligible to run for her own term in 2020. But will anyone else run? Could we see a continuing cycle of appointees handing the office to new appointees? This is not how representative democracy is supposed to function. In a community where I routinely hear complaints about incumbents and good old boy networks, there seems to be a persistent shortage of citizens interested in running or even voting. Deming is known for its volunteerism, charity, and humanitarian assistance. Yet until we shake off our allergy to running and voting in local elections, our institutions will continue to slog. With the weekly Desert Sage Commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.
Algernon Damassa's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.